Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist. All right.
Where are you calling me from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
How old are you?
I'll be 57 in April.
Well, damn, nigga.
What you do for a living?
I'm in communications, IT, recovery.
They just have to say three things. Creepy says 57, that's 37 years too late. Facts. She still thinks she the age where she should have had these braces. Serious dating is over. Find you a nice friend you hang out with a couple times a month.
Some other time.
Because we already know she's going to ask for a man with his shit together. I'm sorry, ma'am. You don't qualify for a 57-year-old man with his shit together. Get a 57-year-old man who doesn't have his shit together, but you like his personality.
Do you have any kids?
No, ma'am.
No kids.
Ladies, if you are out here child-free and single, independent, making your money, you are gold. I am not exact. You are gold. Please listen to me.
You ever been married?
Yes.
Yes. When did you get divorced?
Oh, gosh. 01.
What?
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Well, I want somebody who's honest. And I don't want to do the cliche like everybody else, you know? But I do want somebody that's honest, very diverse, communicator, family oriented, because I'm very close to my family.
What does that got to do with me? I'm 61 years old.
Ma'am, you don't have a family. And that's another thing that women just don't seem to get. Your relatives are just your relatives. After a certain age, when people say family, people are thinking of your family. Like, to me, after 30, if a man or a woman say my family, people are thinking your wife or husband and kids.
That ship has sailed.
And who can stand on their own, for one? I need a man, because I'm tired of being the woman.
That's too damn bad!
You hear me?
You gotta pay to play at this point, man. Nobody's coming in to pay a 60-year-old woman's bills. If you couldn't figure out how to attract a provider in damn near 40 years of dating. You've been dating since high school. If you couldn't figure out how to attract and maintain a provider in 40 years, let that go.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
That's black woman language, okay? Shout out, let me educate, let me translate for non-black people, black women understand when you say something and then you give a, huh.
Right.
That's another word of okay.
I need a real man. I need a real man.
How stupid would it be for me to...
I need a real man. Shaming language. Are you a real woman? You got a fucking nose ring on, still trying to be young with the earrings, braces at 60, some 1984 finger waves. Ma'am, you're not a real...
How rude!
The man you was married to wasn't a real man?
Oh, yes, he was. He was my high school sweetheart, Kendra. We got married at a very young age. I was 22 and he was 25.
Why'd you get divorced then?
Well... He did something by taking matters into his own hands. And being by that I was young, I didn't know to, you know, you gotta stand by your man. He told me that when I heard 3 to 15, I was like, no. And I got scared.
What kind of shit is that?
Wait, jail?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, what did he do? Wait, hold on, just real quick. How did he become a good man and then now he has to go to jail for 3 to 15 years?
Because he took matters into his own hands with his boss.
My nigga.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
Hey, we've all been there. We've all wanted to probably go there at some point.
He's still alive, but he hurt him real bad. He hurt him real bad. Yeah.
Did his boss try to fire him?
Well, his boss was giving him a lot of flack. And each night he come home because he worked third shift. And I was like, babe, just go ahead and do what you have to do during the daytime. You know, just look for another gig. You know, just find something else. And I guess the guy said something wrong to him. And you know the word, they say postal.
I don't think so.
Homie, don't play that.
All right. You already said you want a real man. So what's your deal breakers?
My deal breakers are somebody that, you know, if you ask me out on a date, don't ask me where I want to go.
Really, nigga?
I want to talk to that fucking bitch. I
mean, hey, be fucking nice. Don't fuck up in here.
Could two things be true? Like, maybe he's curious to where you want to go and would like to bring you to a restaurant of your decision. You don't like that?
Well, no. Be creative.
Nigga, no.
Oh my goodness, man. They never get off this 16-year-old high horse. You're a 57-year-old woman. They always see themselves as their hottest. Even if they don't see them, like, it's not even that. They always feel like they deserve the best from any man who would come in their life and try to date them, regardless of what their situation is, regardless of what they look like. They don't look at it like that. Men are tools here to make me happy. This is why women who aren't humble, it just never works out for them in relationships. Nobody's jumping through hoops for a 57-year-old woman.
Not one single man on planet Earth.
Nobody's like trying to get creative and nobody's rolling out the red carpet for you at this point. Expecting for a man to come in and impress you after 30 is crazy.
Prince Charming is for young, youthful, pretty bitches who know how to be submissive. That's not for you.
After 30, it's time for the woman to pull out all the stops and try to impress a guy.
Reach out to find out and see what it is that I do like. Instead of just, you know, we've been dating for a while because my last relationship, you know, we was together for like 2 years and you like, I want to take you out on a date on Friday night, blah, 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 blah. What you want to do? Where you want to go? Bruh, we've been together for a minute now. You should know.
Always going to love me more than I'm ever going to love you. And if a man wants to be in my life, he needs to spend his every waking hour thinking of ways on how he needs to convince me that he should even be graced by my presence.
Oh, no. Get the fuck out of here, lady. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, bitch.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
Is this when you're in a relationship or just in the beginning stages of dating, you don't ever want him to ask you where you want to go?
In the beginning, yes, you can ask me. But if we're in a relationship, you should know the things that I like to do by now. You know what I mean?
You never know. That's the point.
Imagine not being able to ask your woman, hey, what you want to do this weekend? Oh, you ain't a real man if you got to ask me what I want to do. Like, even if she was a badass 21-year-old, this would be completely unacceptable and a deal breaker. So I don't even know how to articulate what it is as a 57-year-old woman with finger waves and braces and snuffleupagus lashes and Malcolm X glasses. Bars.
The deal breakers is hygiene. I shouldn't have to tell a man to go in there and wash your ass.
Like, what? What?
You came on swinging, Amisha.
Of course. I'm tired of these guys. Give me a real man.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
She's like most ex-exes in America. She plates men. She absolutely plates men. And I would say that's at least 60% of ex-exes in the States. She has a deep-rooted disdain for ex-wives. Oh my goodness. Look at Kendra's face. Y'all probably already peeped it. Like, why would anybody want to be in the same room with you, man? These women, oh, these people are horrible.
You women are horrible.
That's what you're attracted, man. That's because, honestly, that's all she qualified for. Let me say this, and this is the dilemma of definitely 99% of the women who come on Kendra G show. At a certain point, as an ex-ex, all you qualify for is ain't shit, man. Actually, I talked about this earlier in this stream. At a certain point, these XXs don't deserve a good man. And all they're going to attract is what they don't want. So that's why their best bet would be to just stop dating. It's just, it'd be your best bet to stop dating. Look, that's why I say after 40, dating is over for XXs, unless you're a Halle Berry quality bitch. And even then, it's like, okay, what's been the problem for 20 years? So it's time for, even if you a Halle Berry looking bitch at 40, it's time for you to settle. So-called settle.
I've heard people say, something must be wrong with Halle Berry. She can't keep a man. Who's to say I want to keep a man? I don't want to keep the wrong man. Like, I'm not crazy.
No.
Right?
No.
I'm not sleeping with you until you wash your ass. No. Don't get in my bed. No. We're not doing that. Okay, so hygiene is one. Like I said, deal breakers is not being able to communicate with me. A deal breaker is, I had this all in my head before I got on because I wasn't thinking I was going to get on, but that's what everybody else say too.
You know how many times I hear this shit?
You stand on your own, pretty much, you know. Don't have, like I said, I don't want to be the one man that's always taking care of business. I want a man to be able to lead me. That's what he's supposed to do.
Look, at 57, a man shouldn't have to really lead you like that. You should be able to lead yourself at 57. That's what I'm saying. Everything get awkward after 25 for an XX. Especially after 30. Everything look and sound awkward after that point. So how they dress when they like 27, but they still trying to dress 21, it start to look awkward. And then at 32, they still trying to dress 21. It's awkward. You know, after 30, they talking about I need a man to lead me. You a grown ass woman at this point. I mean, yeah, a man gonna lead, but like, look, at 50, at 60, yeah, where am I leading you to? The grave?
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing. Because y'all know you think this is funny.
Let's say a 30-year-old man marries a 21-year-old woman. And he's going to lead her and mold her. Let's just say for that first 5 years, he's leading, he's molding. I'm not saying a guy ever stopped leading, but after I done led you and molded you for 5 years, you should get the gist of how I roll, how my program run. Now, I'm not saying a man ever stops leading, but it should be more of a passive lead after a certain point. I mean, I'm still leading, but you should be on autopilot at a certain point. Especially, I mean, yeah, at 60.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Should he look a certain way?
I like him tall. I'm 5'2", so anything above 6, you know, because I like to climb a little bit, you know.
So you're 5'2", he still has to be at least 6 feet?
I would, yeah. I like him. Like, I like the Kobe Bryant.
Bro, come on!
So if he's 5'8", he don't have a chance?
You too little, because if I put on some heels, then I'm
no, you're 5'2". The highest you're gonna get is 5'6".
Well, that means that he got 2 inches over me. Ooh,
grow the fuck up.
Don't do that, Kendra. I'm sorry.
They're gonna eat you alive in these comments. Girl.
Oh my god, come on, cousins. Don't do that to me.
I just like
looking up to him. I just, you know, I like
understand that. That, but you're 5'2".
I know.
Let me ask you this. Would you date Michael B. Jordan?
How tall is he?
He's not 6 feet. That's why I'm asking.
No.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Yeah. You're still here? It's over. Go home.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street? Attachments allow
nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.